Stinking thinking. To this point, we've explored various styles of thinking, learning, and personality expression. However, what happens when thinking goes bad? There are numerous examples of distorted thinking that give us an inaccurate assessment of our situation. Distorted thinking comes into play typically when we have narrowed our focus on things. Whether the emotion is of the high or low arousal variety, if its valence is on the unpleasant side, it typically has distorted patterns of thinking that go with it. Here are some examples of distorted thinking patterns. Magnifying and minimizing. When a person magnifies a situation, they are said to be making a mountain out of a molehill. Magnification involves exaggerating the extent of a problem or choosing the worst set of outcomes as the most likely outcome. Minimizing is the opposite. When you minimize, you blow off something as being less important than it truly is. Thinking in the imperative. When you think in imperatives, you fixate on how you think a person or situation ought to be rather than how it is. This often takes you into areas of a situation for which you have no control. Dichotomous reasoning. This distorted thinking style involves thinking in black and white, either or hyperbolic terms. Frequently, there is an in-between that the thinker is discounting. Destructive labeling. If you have ever thought to yourself, "This is stupid," or "My child is a brat," you are engaged in destructive labeling. While your thought may have some merit, it is a generalized statement that labels a person or situation in an unhelpful way. Personalizing. When you personalize something, you assume that whatever is happening is about you. If a coworker is frowning, it's obviously because of something you did, according to this distorted thinking pattern. When you engage in distorted thinking, you can frequently frame a situation inaccurately or in ways that perpetuate a conflict rather than de-escalating it. Typically, when our emotions are unpleasant, our thoughts race and become shortened into keywords or phrases. This allows illogical notions to thrive. Here are some approaches to countering distorted thoughts. Rephrase a thought into a complete sentence. For example, instead of thinking, "loser," you may rephrase that into, "if I don't pass this test, I'm going to turn out to be a loser." Once you have rephrased the thought into a complete sentence, the nature of the distortion becomes more evident, in this example, magnification. Counter your distorted thought with a question or a statement that clarifies your reasoning. For example, if you notice you are magnifying, ask yourself if it is really that bad, or how likely will that worst-case scenario come to pass. If you are engaged in destructive labeling, ask yourself for specifics. If you think your boss is stupid, try to identify what specific behavior or situation makes you think this. Try this rule of thumb for expanding your focus and reframing the problem. The real problem is not blank. The real problem is blank. This allows you the possibility of finding alternative solutions to a problem that might, under other circumstances, seem unsolvable. Write down your thoughts in a journal. When you have all sorts of negative thoughts tying your brain in knots, keeping a journal is a surefire way to untangle all those knots.